Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
And welcome into the Action Line here this morning on this Wednesday, the 16th of October. Man, we're rolling through October. I can't get over Greenhouse Ministries talking a minute ago about they've got half of the garden patch already set up for Christmas. So those jingle bells will be ringing. We're going to talk a little holiday spirit here this morning as well. A little Christmas as possibly coming up here, and Thanksgiving, Halloween. Friends from the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office joining us, Sergeant Jimmy Cassidy, first up here this morning with the Community Service Unit. I'm going to let you introduce Patrick because I think he needs an introduction, don't you?
Well, if you know him, he wouldn't need one. But yeah, for those who don't know Patrick, we've been introduced some years ago through our Citizens Academy. You know, we have it twice a year, and he came through there and caught the bug, and he's actually been our president for how many years now, Patrick? Probably about four.
Four. And two different times. But.
So he is a part of the Alumni Association, and he spearheads that group, and it's a fantastic organization, does a lot for the community, a lot for our agency.
And Patrick McMurtry here with us, Citizens Academy Alumni President. We're going to talk about a lot of things here this morning. It's good to have you both here. And, of course, we'll have a chance for you to call or text in this morning as well here on the Action Line. Jimmy, how long have you been at this?
At the Sheriff's Office, it's been 22 and a half years. In my current role with community service, it's probably been 2006. Was my first year.
Wow.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of change.
I bet.
It's been amazing. I mean, with our alumni, with the programs that we currently have, it's definitely growing. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Now, was there a community service unit before you, or?
Oh, sure. But yeah. Like with anything, though, things
different.
Change.
Yeah.
Programs change. Programs get better. You find different resources, and so yeah, you're constantly looking to get better every year with our citizens. Yeah, I mean, some of our original classes, we had little manila folders with a few pieces of paper in them. Now they're, you know, so things you always tend to try to make things better all the time.
Yeah. What is entailed in the community services unit? I mean, you do a lot of things, obviously, because we're going to talk about them, but Citizens Police Academy is just one of those.
Right. Basically, if it has to do with community outreach and community education, that's where we're at. To what we're talking about today is like our Citizens Academy class. Mm-hmm. And of course that's two 15-week programs that we do. One usually starts in January and the other one's in August. We'll also throw in a senior academy during the summer sometime at St. Clair's. We'll do a little academy we take to the center itself. But then you have the neighborhood watch programs. You have the internship programs through the local colleges. We've got the our Senior Citizens Awareness Network is out of my office as well. The Explorer Post, which is our high school kids that are it's actually a program through the Boy Scouts. Mm-hmm. So instead of starting fires, they're pulling cars. You know, they're learning how to make traffic stops and clear buildings. So we have so many different programs in our office.
Well, the last time I was on, I got to talk with Andy Pugh about that. And
right.
He don't tell him, but he does a pretty good job of that.
he's involved in a lot of my programs as well. Okay. He's also a child passenger safety technician, and we do the car seats program at the SO as well. So there's a lot of programs that we deal with that are just – they're wonderful programs.
So you're saying you don't have a lot to do, right?
There's always something to do, that's for sure.
Yeah. Patrick, talk to me a little bit. Now, Jimmy said you caught the bug. What bug is it? So, and is it contagious?
Well, it is.
So 6 years ago, I went through the Citizens Academy, and was just speechless. I thought they did a great job, and it was a chance for a regular citizen to kind of peek behind the curtain and see everything that the sheriff's office does. And you meet all these people, and you see the programs, and the SO offers an opportunity to kind of take a next step and join the alumni group and continue to help out in any way we can. And it was just too good an opportunity to pass up, and I've enjoyed every minute of it. It's been 6 years, and Jimmy and I have worked together pretty much weekly since then.
So now, is everyone that goes through the Citizens Academy a member of the alumni group, or how does that work?
Well, they're certainly eligible to be. It's those, and it's a good sized group. Those people that want to keep involved, and
there's no real requirement if somebody wants to come through the academy to inform themselves about how we do what we do. That's mm-hmm. fine. They don't have to join the alumni, but the people that are looking to give back, and they've grown to love us as an agency, then they stay on and do other things.
Well, it's a great way to also recruit volunteers, I would think.
Exactly. You're exactly. Our SCAN volunteers, our normal volunteers, I mean, that we're pretty much getting them all out of the Alumni Association.
Part of the Citizens Academy that surprised you, Patrick, what maybe a few things that you thought, wow, I didn't know that our sheriff's officers or sheriff's deputies actually had to do this or that.
Well, I think the scope of the work, I mean, everybody thinks about patrol, maybe detectives, but the variety of programs, everything from crisis negotiation to school resource officers, it's unexpected how much they do. And then I suppose the pride that they took in their jobs, the professionalism that they showed, it really struck me.
Mm-hmm. I would think that you really can get a very good picture going through the Citizens Academy of the day-to-day life of certain aspects of the SO, mm-hmm. SROs, for instance. I see them frequently since I do so many ball games and involved in so many of the high school events, but a lot of people may not know that they do a lot more than just walk in the halls and disciplining children, for instance.
They don't see them in front of a classroom of kids,
right.
Teaching hundreds of classes each year to those kids. So you're right.
Or let's see, there was a story. I don't know that we've got it on our website yet, but it's coming out at Rocky Fork, I believe. One of the SROs is going to wrestle the assistant principal for a fundraiser, you know, and some of those guys are coaching, you know, are helping
right.
as assistant coaches in,
right.
in sports and picking up where they're needed. And I'm sure that wasn't in the SRO handbook necessarily. So just some cool stuff there. Got several events that we want to talk with you all about that you all are involved in. Heard about, played the commercial just a moment ago for Habitat for Humanity, and you all are involved in Cooking to Build somehow?
Oh, yes. We've been part of that for, I would have to say, probably 8 or 9 years now.
Since before I've been
involved. Right. I mean, we love it. It's fun. It gets everybody out, and it's kind of competitive.
I bet.
A little jaded from last year. I think Stu won it last year.
Nah, he's still bitter about that.
I'm not bitter. It's okay. We had a blast. It's always fun. So we're definitely going to be out there this year again and with smiles on. And so it's wonderful.
So now, for those who haven't been a part of Cooking to Build, what is the gist of it, and how are you all involved?
Well, it's all about raising money for Habitat for Humanity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure of the details, but yearly you can pay to paint a bowl,
mm-hmm.
and then that bowl is sold the day of the chili cook-off, and then you basically come in and buy a bowl, and you go around and try everybody's chili, and you vote for the one you like the most.
So a stew one and a chili cook-off?
don't get him started.
There's a lot of trash talk. Well, there's not a lot of trash talk. We have a good time with
it. There is a variety.
It's wonderful.
And
you know,
it is wonderful.
To have a chance to take because I've got a stack of bowls in my house, too. It's just part of you. It's just something I love to do. And we make our rounds, too. So we get to go check out the competition.
Yeah.
And we have a wonderful time.
just a way to have citizens participate, help Habitat, enjoy a fun event. Of course, it's on November the 2nd, so it's a good time to get that best chili recipe out there, and hopefully the weather's going to cooperate and have a nice cool day on the 2nd. It is from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., and it's always up on the Murfreesboro Square. Also, I would think, Jimmy, that this offers the opportunity for people to find out what the Citizens Academy is all about and,
sure.
and the Alumni Association and stuff, too. I mean,
right. We're always there for questions.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful day.
So that's coming up on the Cooking to Build event on November the 2nd. It just popped up a minute ago, and you all said you were part of that. So I wanted to remind folks about that. We've got Halloween coming up. We're going to talk a lot about events around the holidays. But, boy, this is awfully busy time of the year, isn't it?
For my office, yes. So it's constant until the end of the year.
Yeah. Between Halloween.
Until January 1.
Yeah. Thanksgiving. And then, of course, you've got Christmas after that, so we're going to talk about several of those events that are coming up. If you've got questions about the Citizens Academy, if you have been through the Citizens Academy and are thinking, you know what, I want to know more about the Alumni Association as well, you can call or text in those questions to us this morning, 615-893-1450. We want to open up questions from you, our community here, 615-893-1450. We have Sergeant Jimmy Cassidy in studio with us from the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office Community Service Unit, and Patrick McMurtry, who is the Citizens Academy Alumni President, now 10 times running. No, not 10. what did you say? Second term, four years, something like that.
Something like that.
So do you run unopposed every year? Is what
it's been happening the last several years, yes. There's no reason. He does a fantastic job. As long as he wants to do it, he'll be
well, there you go. That's what it means there. So we're going to talk about some of the events coming up and much more as we continue here this morning. 615-893-1450. Call or text in now. And when we come back, we'll continue the conversation. We'll take a break, check your Good Neighbor events calendar, a little weather forecast, and be right back with you.
Gentlemen, are you feeling tired and grumpy? You know, it could be low T, or it could be sleep apnea. Millions of men not only suffer from low T, but also undiagnosed sleep apnea. Low T Center provides a complete health assessment to check all of your levels, and right now they're offering a $49 home sleep test to find out if you have sleep apnea in the comfort of your own bed. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to take care of your health, and most health insurance is accepted. Call 615-603-3542 or go to lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
Get the kitchen of your dreams in just 2 weeks. At Cabinet Empire, they guarantee your remodel or installation in just 2 weeks. Cabinet Empire offers high quality, fast turnaround, and a rock-solid warranty. Cabinet Empire is more than just cabinets. Cabinet Empire has beautiful flooring and countertops, too. They make remodeling fun and easy, fast and beautiful. Stop by the Cabinet Empire showroom at 805 Northwest Broad Street, across from Jackson Heights Plaza, or call 615-462-6998 for a free in-home estimate.
It's Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Rutherford Home Show, on air Saturdays at noon, AmeriCare Pest Control, and the law offices of John Day.
It's time for Fun Bug Facts, presented by AmeriCare Services. Here's Tom Sweat.
Did you know the most dangerous ant is the black bulldog ant of Australia? It stings and bites at the same time.
Ouch!
The state insect of Tennessee is both the ladybug and honeybee.
Family owned and operated, A-plus rated with the BBB. AmeriCare Services, your pest, termite, and moisture specialist, online at AmeriCareServices.com.
Looking ahead to the weekend here on Good Neighbor Events, Sweeney Todd the Musical is at the Center for the Arts on West College Street, Friday, Saturday, 7:30 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m. Attend the dark, witty, and Tony Award-winning tale of love, murder, and revenge set against the backdrop of 19th century London. More information by calling 615-904-ARTS. Time again for the Kittrell Volunteer Fire Department's famous country ham breakfast at the fire station, 6 a.m. until 10 a.m. this Saturday out on Woodbury Highway. It's the third Saturday of the month, which means Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 1089 Rutherford holds its monthly meeting in Room A at the Patterson Park Community Center beginning at 9 a.m. The Rutherford County Historical Society invites you to the historic one-room Ransom Schoolhouse this Saturday. We'll have a pot of coffee on for you. It's all free beginning at 9 a.m. this Saturday. Helping Children with Loss Workshop is being held at the Branches Counseling Center over on Dow Street beginning at 9:30 this Saturday morning. You know, the vast majority of parents find themselves at a loss when trying to help their children deal with a grieving experience. Check out this event and others at WGNSradio.com. Just click on events.
Start your day with the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Like Buck Teeth Bonzeroo over there. Wow.
News, traffic, weather, and fun every morning.
Sure, do it. Buck Tooth. He sticks his teeth way out when he does it.
He can't even talk.
I mean, it's amazing.
I think he just had a stroke in the air.
The Wake Up Crew, weekday mornings, 6 to 7:50 on News Radio WGNS. High school sports, Blue Raider games. It's only on Rutherford County's Place to Talk. WGNS, AM, FM, online.
We'll see a slight chance of rain for this afternoon, otherwise expecting some sunshine and a high of 63. And then for later on tonight, clear and lows near 39. I'm Nick Carlisle on News Radio WGNS. Right now it's 54.
The Dyke and Fit from Precision Air for your home's heating and air system. No money down and financing starting as low as $89 a month. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
The Action Line on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
Welcome back in as we continue the Action Line here on this Wednesday. Talking with our friends from the Rutherford County Sheriff's Department this morning. Sergeant Jimmy Cassidy is in studio with us. This song, by the way, is for Lisa Marchesoni. Well, Summer Lovin'. I know she probably likes watching Grease. I don't know if she's listening in this morning.
Oh, I'm sure she is, yes. Good morning, Lisa.
I love Lisa. She was she took a little cub reporter back in the 90s around everywhere and let me follow her, and I didn't know what I was doing, but she looked like she did. So, you know.
She does. That's for sure. Yeah, she knows exactly.
That's true. Jimmy Cassidy here with us this morning, Community Service Unit, and Patrick McMurtry, the Citizens Academy Alumni President. We've talked about Cooking to Build, and before we get to Cooking to Build, there's a little thing called Halloween and lots of candy and stuff. You all are going to be doing something with that, right?
Right. Historically, I mean, well, we've changed at the sheriff's office for some years. We've, for a time, we did come up to the square down here and set up. But then we got to where we were doing stuff at the sheriff's office and having events out there. This year, we're back to the square. It's just gotten so big, and we're going to be part of their event here on the square this year.
So I would imagine that you had to be one place or the other, and you probably still had to be on the square a little bit, somewhat. I don't know how all that works, but one big event probably works out better. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I mean, you know, instead of us trying to, recreate our own, we're part of the community event up here on the square this year.
Yeah. So now do you set up a tent area or
right.
something?
Yeah, we'll bring some handouts and some stickers and candy and set up on the inside of the square. And from what I've heard the last several years, it's been a hit.
Yeah.
There's always a lot of kids up here.
You did say candy, right?
Oh, of course. Can't show without candy.
Lots of candy.
Keep all those dentists in business.
Yeah, I tell you. The Halloween event on the square, by the way, is on Halloween on the 31st. That's a Thursday this time around. 3 until 6 p.m. And the Alumni Association part of that. Are you involved in, like, all of these extra activities, Patrick, as the with the Alumni Association?
We've got a great group with the alumni that kind of divvy things up. I'm not in charge of that project. Someone else is. But we try to help I mean, that's the whole purpose of the alumni group, is to help Jimmy and the sheriff's office in all of these projects. And so I'll certainly be there, but a lot of other people will too.
Gotcha. So if there's an event that they're attached to, the Alumni Association members in some form or fashion are part of that too.
Right.
And if they need help, right. Yeah. If they need help at all, we're there.
Well, they've got a logo for the Alumni Association, and they're diplomats for the sheriff's office. I mean, if people have questions about what's going on, they know.
Yeah.
So it's wonderful having them out there supporting us.
You know, I had Clip Sharp at Greenhouse Ministries on before Swap and Shop this morning. And, of course, they do great work out there. But as we were talking, he mentioned several times they have great volunteers. They need more volunteers. You know, really any great organization that's doing work in the community has to have volunteers and people who want to participate with them.
You're exactly right. I mean, I'm a one-man office with a lot of programs, and it's wonderful. But having the support of volunteers makes my life a lot easier, because these folks want to be part of what we're doing. They believe in the sheriff's office and those programs, and they take time out from their families and the time out of their day to come and help and support the community. And the end result is supporting the community.
So we've got the Halloween event on the 31st. Then Cooking to Build is that Saturday,
right,
on the 2nd. So that's a busy week all in itself, isn't it? And will the chili be on Halloween? I mean, how long does this chili take for you to prepare?
Well,
or is that a secret?
I have some friends, the Alumni Association, are going to help me get this prepared on Friday.
Oh, is that right?
It's okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to have a little side of stew with it? Or no.
That's so funny.
So we've got the Halloween event again on the 31st on the square. And this is free and open to everybody in the community. So you can come out and participate in that 3 until 6 on the Murfreesboro Square on the 31st. Again, Cooking to Build on the 2nd. That kind of takes us into the Thanksgiving period after we get past Halloween, and this is another area where SCAN has really kind of changed the landscape, I think, a little bit. This Thanksgiving lunch just has really taken on a whole new aspect of what SCAN is and what they do, it sounds like.
Right, because, you know, our SCAN program, a lot of these little seniors have no family, or at least not any local, and so they're pretty much stuck at home, and we spend a lot of hours weekly reaching out to the little seniors, whether it be phone calls or visits. And we actually have a chance. You know, we have about three of these meals a year, but Thanksgiving, of course, is our biggest one. And some of the local businesses help with some of the food. And we cook a lot of the food ourselves and provide for these little seniors. And we have such a wonderful time. But we'll go pick them up and bring them to lunch.
Oh, you actually bring them to...
Yeah, if they need a ride, we'll go get them.
Okay. And where do you do this?
At the Lanagra Park.
Okay.
So we feed them. And we usually have probably about... I think we've got a total of a little over 90 in our program right now, seniors. And we may have 40 or 50 that'll show up because they can get there. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, some won't make it. But it's a heartwarming kind of day.
And of those 40 or 50, some of those you actually go and
sure,
provide transportation to get
right
there, huh?
Right.
Wow. So that's on Thanksgiving Day?
It's actually the Wednesday before.
The Wednesday before.
Right.
Okay. I never can remember what day. It's on the 28th then.
Right.
That's the Wednesday before. The 27th on that day. SCAN, how old is SCAN? How long have you been doing that?
We're about 10 years old now.
Really?
Yeah. It's... And that program came in and it has blown up. Of course, we need volunteers.
Sure.
I think we have about 10 volunteers right now, roughly 10. And I think we're averaging probably 3,500 to 4,000 hours a year of volunteer time for these little seniors.
How many hours?
About 3,500 to 4,000 hours.
Wow. Yeah. That's
it's dedication.
That's amazing. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
I saw one of your dedicated SCAN folks yesterday, Phil Barnett.
Right.
Everybody laughs when
He's
I say
into
his
everything.
Name.
He's into everything. You see him everywhere.
Yeah, he just kind of runs around like a chicken with his head cut off. It kind of looks like that, too. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, to see people who are dedicated and to do that work, and it's so important. People rely on SCAN now.
Right. I mean, we have every other Friday we take food out to probably about 14, 15 of our families that need food. We have resource manuals a number of different resources that we can help provide them with. I mean, we don't do the work ourselves, but we have resources that will, whether it be, you know, to help with their taxes, mm-hmm. or getting their property taxes froze so they don't keep going up for these little folks. The VA is wonderful, the Social Security Office. You know, we've built relationships with all these folks.
Well, and that's obviously a help to the senior citizens, because without that, I'm sure it would be much more difficult, and they may even just say, you know what, forget about it. I'm not going to fool with this. And,
right.
But it does help them in the end there. More about this, we'll come back to the Thanksgiving lunch and give you more details in a second. But we do have a caller on the line, so we want to take that, 615-893-1450. 615-893-1450, our number. And you can call or text, too, by the way. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Welcome into the Action Line.
Hey, good morning, and thank you for this opportunity. Jimmy, thank you for the work that you do with the senior program. I'm calling about an issue that doesn't apply to the senior program, but it is an outreach effort that the Sheriff's Department can do, and that is the speed limit on Old Nashville Highway, especially at the battlefield. The speed limit is 35 miles an hour going through the battlefield. And I have been in contact with Jim Lewis, the operating officer at the battlefield. He has been in contact with the Sheriff's Department. I've been in contact with my county commissioner, who has been in contact with the Sheriff's Department. And it seems like that the average speed on Old Nashville Highway going through the park is about 50 miles an hour. And we need something done on that. We have several crossings in that area, and then people just arbitrarily walk from one side of the road to the other during their visit to the park, and it's a traffic hazard with these speeders going through, and the accepted speed limit seems to be, like I said, around 50 miles an hour. There is a bicycle pass, bicycle crossings, and all of this is combined to make a very hazardous situation. And compounding that is the construction that is going on either side of the park, and dump trucks carrying heavy loads going down the road. They couldn't stop probably in an eighth of a mile if they had to. But anyway, I'm just asking that the Sheriff's Department pay attention to this stretch of the road for safety reasons, and for our tourist industry also that depend heavily on the safety of the Stones River National Battlefield.
All right. Mike, I appreciate that. Jimmy, I think this is probably one of those things that it's in the city, so I'm not sure how much jurisdiction you all even have there, but and being in the park service as well, so there are a lot of different agencies involved in all of that,
I would
think.
But we are passing that message along right at this very moment to our traffic guy.
Okay.
So that way we can get that extra patrol out on there, and that's what it takes. I mean, we only have so many officers that are out working at any one given time, but generally, if we have extra patrols, those are areas we need to pay closer attention to. We can put those extra patrols in place for a few weeks at a time, see if that changes the behavior of the traffic, and then revisit if it doesn't. So we can definitely put that on the list. And as a matter of fact, we just did.
Yeah. Mike, the posted speed limit is 35 out there, though, right?
Yes. Actually, the speed limit is posted in several locations through the park at 35 on Old Nashville Highway. And the park itself mm-hmm. is not in the city. It's in the county. The sign posted for the city limits is right about at Thompson Lane as you're going towards Smyrna. So it's all within the county, and every time that we contact the city, they want to kick it over to the county. And you're exactly right, Jimmy. It is a culture thing. People have gotten used to driving 50 miles an hour on that road, and it just needs to be addressed, and maybe even put one of those flashers up that tells what the speed limit is the cars approaching the sign. Something needs to be done, and I appreciate WGNS, and I appreciate Sheriff's Department in working on this.
Well, we'll definitely try to do what we can, sir.
Thanks, sir.
Appreciate that, Mike. And if you've got a call, 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450. It may be something with Sergeant Jimmy Cassidy that you call in and it not fall under the community service unit, but you certainly know where to get that. So, you just send a message right there. So.
Well, a lot of what we deal with as well is if we go into neighborhood watch areas and there are issues with traffic, whether it be people running stop signs or speeding through neighborhoods. And a lot of people don't understand that they can call in an extra patrol in their neighborhood. If they've got an area where things like that happen on a constant basis, we'll put cars out in the area. Mm-hmm. And we'll create some, we'll get people excited about paying attention to those signs, maybe. So,
just sitting there.
Could create awareness for what they should be doing instead of what they are doing. So that's definitely something that we provide.
With so many, 620-plus square miles here in Rutherford County, I don't know how you guys do it all. To cover from Eagleville to Las Casas to Barfield to Laverne.
Right. It's definitely a job, and those guys do it wonderful. They're just wonderful at what they do.
Yeah. Sergeant Jimmy Cassidy here with us, Community Service Unit at the Rutherford County SO, and Patrick McMurtry is here, Citizens Academy Alumni President. Let's get back to some of the events that are coming up. We were talking about the SCAN Thanksgiving lunch as well, and it's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving Thursday on the 27th. You said you all prepare all the food here too?
We do. We have some local businesses. I'll give a shout out to Sean and his wife Christy Hackinson at the Alley
because they've
cooked our turkeys for the last couple of years. They're just wonderful people, and the businesses is fantastic. And then we'll have a couple other businesses that'll help out with Slim Chickens does all of our teas and either chips or the macaroni, some of the sides and stuff. They'll bring some of that stuff out for us too. So. It's wonderful, but we like to cook too, so we don't want everybody to take all of our thunder away. So we enjoy cooking for these little seniors.
Yeah, and maybe some chili or stew there.
Okay. Oh, the stew thing.
I'm not going to let it go, you know. How many SCAN volunteers are there?
Probably 10. We've had a couple that have had some medical issues. They've taken a little leave. So, yeah, between 10 and 11 right now that we have volunteers.
What does it take to become a volunteer?
Just a background check and a willingness to provide some support for these little seniors.
Yeah.
It's not a requirement to go through our alumni association. It's a good way to figure out what we do and who we are as a family. But if people are already volunteering somewhere, they just have a calling, we can definitely talk with them, show them what we do, and see if they're interested.
Now, are there a certain number of hours that are required, or if someone says, you know what, I've got, maybe 10 hours a week or
we
what,
generally do
be.
16 hours a month, two shifts a month.
Okay.
It's not a lot. That's kind of what we, and then of course, sometimes we have to tell people to quit coming in so often with some people we can't get rid of. Uh-huh. They just, they're all the time. So it's such a huge blessing.
Well,
yeah, generally that's the requirement. We've never had an issue with somebody not being able to make that.
Are you able to meet with the current number of volunteers to meet the demand that you have, or do you think that there could be more served with more volunteers?
Right, exactly. I mean, that's where we're at now. It's easy to find more people. It's not as so easy to find the volunteers.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
So, Patrick, have you done anything with the SCAN program? Are you part with that, or I know the Alumni Association has a lot to do with it?
Well, no, SCAN I kind of see as a sister organization. There's a lot of overlap with the people involved, but I'm not personally a SCAN volunteer, and I cannot say enough about what those people do, the amount of time they spend and how much they truly care for the people they're taking care of.
Well, I see stories. Lisa does a good job of when there is a story there to pass along to the media that it's there and just stories of people helping and how SCAN helps folks. It really has had a very positive impact on the community. Is that something that goes on in other communities now, or I know
as far as the SCAN program?
Yeah, I mean, I know it's not unique to Rutherford County, but I don't see a lot of people doing that.
We found it in Wilson County.
Did you?
That's who we spoke with them for quite some time, and we've modeled our program after theirs.
Yeah,
and we're still in contact with them. Periodically to see how they're doing and some of the things they do that we will feed off of them, and then sometimes they get some ideas from us. So
yeah.
I'm not sure about any other agencies around, but I know that that's at least two local right here that are doing it.
And Wilson County, and we help each other, and we've helped them getting their 501c3
with the
status
alumni, yes.
and whatever we can do to help them, and they return the favor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's good to have that multi-agency type of communication and help. But I think I haven't heard a lot around the country about programs like this, except right here. So that is a cool thing. So this Thanksgiving lunch, if someone's saying, you know what, I always like to help out at Thanksgiving, maybe I can come help serve the green beans or something like that. I mean, could you use more help?
Yeah, if they want to call, that'd be wonderful. If that's something they feel driven to do.
Okay, and what would they need to do? How do they just contact you at the
SO? Yeah, right, yeah.
All right. Sergeant Jimmy Cassidy here with us, Community Service Unit, and Patrick McMurtry, Citizens Academy Alumni President here on the Action Line this morning. Well, we've gotten you through Halloween and Thanksgiving. What? Can't think of what comes after that. We'll have to see if I can. Oh, yeah, Christmas, a little Christmas time. We're going to talk some Shop with the Sheriff when we come back here and wrap up the show. But next, we have a look at traffic and weather together.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City. I'd like to invite your family to come do business with our family. And here at Animal City, we have a full range of pond supplies and pond experts to make sure that your dream becomes a reality. For those of you looking to stay cool inside and still be entertained, we have all of the supplies necessary to keep a beautiful and tranquil aquarium. This is Amanda from Animal City. Come see us and our pets at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street, Murfreesboro.
I'm Peter Demas, inviting you to eat with our family at Demas's Restaurant. If you're having friends over or needing to get an office get-together, Demas' Restaurant can help. We now have catering menus that can supply pasta bar or grilled chicken, box lunches, a burger bar, and we can do all sorts of things in order to make your evening where you don't have to do all the cooking or cleaning or having to worry about things at the last minute. Let us take care of it for you. This is Peter Demas at Demas' Restaurant at 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's 95th birthday, and we're throwing a party. That's right. Head to your local Ace this Saturday from 11 to 2 for free cake, grilling demos, and great deals. Like free assembly and delivery on grills $3.99 and up for Ace Rewards members. Plus, get $7 off each gallon of our top paint brands like Valspar and Clark and Kensington when you buy two or more. Don't miss the Ace 95th birthday event this Saturday from 11 to 2. Limit 4 paint gallons. Valid at participating stores through October 28th. See store for details.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
Hi, I'm Shelly Rigsby, and I'm the new branch manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. There are great things happening at First National Bank on Mercury Boulevard. We understand each of our customers want confidential banking with convenience, and our goal is to make banking easy with a great customer experience. Let First National Bank be your first choice. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
We'll see a slight chance of rain for this afternoon, otherwise expecting some sunshine and a high of 63. And then for later on tonight, clear and lows near 39. I'm Nick Carlisle on News Radio WGNS. Right now it's 54.
On air, online, and on the phone. You can listen to us anywhere. News Radio WGNS is Rutherford County's place to talk. Consumer Warrior Clark Howard.
We discuss ways you can save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off.
Weekdays 11 to 1 here on WGNS. The Action Line on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
Our last segment of the show here this morning, you're listening into The Action Line with Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. Our focus today, Sergeant Jimmy Cassidy here with us, Community Service Unit, and Patrick McMurtry, the Citizens Academy Alumni President. And like I said a minute ago, we've gotten you through Halloween and Thanksgiving now. Let's talk a little Christmas. And Shop with the Sheriff is one of those events that is just out of this world. Just heartwarming and all of those emotions that you think of at Christmas, you get it in the Shop with the Sheriff, don't you?
You sure do, that's for sure. Yeah, this is my favorite time of year because we have so much the heartwarming. It's just, it's wonderful.
And you have so many folks who come alongside and businesses. I know Toots is involved, I think, with Shop with the Sheriff, too.
Right, right. We do our fundraisers there. At the Toots restaurants this year, it's going to be what's the date on that?
The third of December.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're going to be out there with them from 5 to 8. So they've always partnered with us and let us come out and basically what we'll do is we'll just come to the table with an envelope, explain our program, leave an envelope at the table, and then that's it. If they choose to put something in the envelope, that's up to them. And every year we get our target amount during those fundraisers. So it's not something where we're having to raise funds year round. We get them that night, and that's just, it's a huge blessing to the community.
Yeah, and so whatever's raised that night, then you know how many kids that how does that work? You know, you get your funds that night.
Well, generally we shoot for about 55 kids. Last year was 55 kids.
Yeah,
that's the most we've ever done.
Right.
And that's what we're shooting for this year. We're spending $200 a child, and there's still some monies left over in that account from last year. So we're going to raise the funds whether one way or another. And see, our alumni is tied to that as well because they handle those donated funds, and they're the ones that are there with us helping us with Target.
I gotcha. So if you want to help out with this, go to Toots, enjoy a great meal, and that's on December the 3rd, 5 until 8. And several of you guys, I guess, deputies will be there.
Oh, yes. We'll be at all three this year. All three Toots stores here locally in Murfreesboro, we'll be at all three of them.
All right. So I was just thinking maybe one, but, yeah, that's cool.
Now, we were doing one, and then South Church wanted to be involved, and then the new Toots just opened up on the west side,
yeah.
and they're going to be involved this year as well. So it's going to be fun.
Well, I know that they're obviously – they help a lot with the Special Olympics and things like that that you all kind of participate in. So Wade does a great job, and no one can say that they're not trying to be good citizens here in this community out at Toots, that's for sure.
You're right, and that's what it takes, though. It takes everybody coming together, and they're so fabulous because they let us come in and aggravate their customers for a night at all three stores.
Yeah.
And you're right, they do work with the Special Olympics and the Wings and Rings, and it's just another example of our community and how wonderful it is.
So the fundraising event is on the 3rd. Then what happens, Jimmy? You said 55 kids this year, right?
Right. We're looking at elementary, middle, and high. So we get all these kids together, take them over to Target. We'll feed them breakfast and then turn them loose with an officer.
Wow.
We're usually there about 7 o'clock, and we start shopping.
7 a.m.?
Yes. Well, Target opens a little bit early for us that morning. And haven't talked with anybody as far as breakfast sponsors this year, but in the past, Chick-fil-A's helped out with some chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And and target themselves brings a lot of fruit and juices out, and so we feed them, and then take them shopping.
Wow, and they get to go pick out whatever they need.
Right, and the heartwarming part of it is a lot of these children will think of their family members first.
Yeah,
and that breaks your heart. It's just wonderful because they want to deal with their brother or sister, the sibling, or the parents. They want to take care of them too.
Yeah. And so that's, I guess they have someone, you know, whether it be a deputy or someone from the alumni association, they go around with all these kids to help.
Right.
Shop.
We have some. They have somebody with them, and sometimes we'll have family members of some of the deputies and the alumni members that'll help too, because maybe you have a 9-year-old little girl who's a little shy, and if you've got a 9 or 10 or 11-year-old daughter with you too, then they can help them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and how are these, how do you find out the needs for these children?
Well, that comes through our SRO division, and they're so integral. I mean, they're a huge part of this program because they're actually identifying these children in the schools. And they're building relationships with these children in their own schools. So if it wasn't for the SROs, it would be hard to have this program.
Yeah,
because they are so huge. Their role is large. And they're, as far as where they get with the guidance counselor at the school and identify these children.
Patrick, I would think this would have to be one of the fun events the Alumni Association participates in.
It is. We're involved pretty much from the beginning. We help run the Toots events. We help on the shopping day. We do everything we can to help it get ready, help it be a success. And it has been, and it is an amazing event.
So that's coming up, the actual shopping day. I guess you haven't necessarily set a day for that, but it's close
to Christmas.
I'm
sorry. Right. Well, it's December. Let me get my calendar here. Why is my calendar not moving?
Because you need to find it real quick, right? Yeah. So the third is the Toots event again, and that's just really a place where the community can participate. You can enjoy Toots that night, but also you can have a chance to give in this to allow the shopping day to go on. And the shopping day is where deputies and the alumni members get together with all those kids. You head to Target and have a big day in the morning.
Our shop day is going to be on the 14th.
Mm-hmm. You know, and we're also lucky enough to get donations, not just those nights at Toots, but community members
throughout the year
have, especially as we get closer to Christmas, they hear about the event and they want to help too. So Toots is certainly the primary driving fundraiser night, but we're lucky enough to get a lot of help from other people as well.
Right.
So if someone wants to maybe donate to this, find out more about SCAN, if they want to say, you know, find out when the next Citizens Academy is going to be, if they've gone through, they want to become an alumni member, what's the best thing for them to do for any of that information?
They can give me a call. My number is 615-904-3019.
All right. Give us that number one more time.
All right, 615-904-3019.
Well, I certainly do appreciate both of you being here this morning.
I do have an update on the sign issues with the battlefield.
Okay.
Apparently right now we're waiting on federal approval to replace the signs on the battlefield for the speed limits.
Oh, okay.
So that's definitely something that they're involved in right now. So that's an ongoing effort.
To replace them and put larger signs or whatever?
I don't know, or change the speed limit, or maybe, I'm not sure, that's just the note I have.
Okay, well, very good. Thank you for passing that along. And I appreciate you both being here with us this morning.
We are glad to be here. Anytime.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's going to do it here for this edition of the Action Line.
News Radio, WGNS, Murfreesboro, the voice of Rutherford County, and the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports. The Courthouse Clock shows it's 9 o'clock.